Today on the program, we're welcoming Dove. Domestic violence ended here in Quincy because it's time for their annual Harvesting Hope Gala and fundraiser. This year, it's Friday, October 25th at the Boston Marriott here in Quincy. So please welcome to the program two new faces from Dove that we haven't seen before. First of all, we welcome Director of Development, Thomas Levitt, and also the Director of Legal Advocacy for Dove, Caddy Nath Folsom. So welcome to you both. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you both.
Thank you.
As I mentioned before we started recording today, we've had a long-standing relationship with Dove for many years here at QATV. We're really happy to promote their mission and their cause and to let folks know that you exist and you're there to help. But this really, Tom, I'm guessing is the signature fundraising event for
Yes.
Dove, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So before we start talking about that, tell us about Dove in general.
So Dove services predominantly folks in Norfolk County who experience or have exposure to domestic or partner violence, individuals or families as well. We have four basic areas of concentration. One is our community services, which engages with clients directly around therapy, social services, advocacy, which also runs our independent shelter living situation here in Quincy.
Right.
The second area is education and prevention. We have programs where we go into the Quincy schools beginning in eighth grade all the way through 12th, run seminars with the kids on how to identify potential domestic violence situations or partner violence, and it's particularly relevant in this age of social media.
Mm.
But it goes well beyond Quincy. It goes down into schools in the South Shore, and they have been welcoming us with open arms. The third area is my area, development and communications, getting the message out,
right.
As well as raising the necessary funds to do what we do. And the fourth area is Caddy's, and I'll let her tell about her area.
Yeah, Director of Legal Advocacy. And this is the first time, actually, we've featured this particular service here at QATV, so we're happy to have you, Caddy.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, and sure. I hope that it helps people to be aware that this service is available. So we're the Legal Advocacy Program. We provide free and confidential legal services to survivors in a number of areas of law that we see come up frequently that are related to the domestic violence. So those include family law, so divorce, custody, child support. We do help with like division of marital assets, things like that. We help with restraining orders and harassment prevention orders. We offer services in immigration-related petitions and relief related to the domestic violence.
Okay.
And we can, you know, certainly provide information and referrals if it turns out that your case is not directly related to the domestic violence. So I want to encourage folks who have immigration questions that, you know, we can offer services in that area. And then also housing. So we have a housing attorney who can provide legal advice and information about, you know, eviction cases, lock changing, issues with vouchers, things like that.
Sure.
So those are kind of the areas of law. And then the last area of law where we provide services is for survivors of domestic violence who are navigating the criminal justice system because they're the named victim witness in the criminal case against their abuser. And so that process can be really overwhelming, really scary, confusing, especially when it's tied up with, you know, there's also a divorce and there's also a restraining order. So we help survivors to navigate that. We provide legal information to them. And, you know, we can also provide advocacy to them, you know, depending on what their specific needs are.
Yeah. Now, do you have like liaisons in local police departments or the district attorney's office, or how does that actually, practically, how does it work?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So Dove does have liaisons in the police departments.
Okay.
We are not in every police department in Norfolk County, but we're in a lot of them. And that the way that works is that when a survivor makes a report to the police who have a liaison with Dove in their office share the domestic violence police report with our advocates who review the police report and will reach out to the survivor and let them know about our services and also provide emotional support.
Okay.
And then we can also provide support if there's a need to supplement or make an initial police report, if there's a need to let the police know about an issue that's going on. The domestic violence or the civilian domestic violence advocates are really great advocates in that sphere. And then with the district attorney's office, we don't have a liaison in the office, but yep. we have really good relationships there, and they've been, you know, hugely supportive of our program. So, you know, there's definitely a close working relationship there, and it's definitely something that we draw on when we need to, in terms of advocacy for individual clients.
Sure. Well, interestingly, a former district attorney, William Delahunt here in Norfolk County, helped to found Dove
many
years ago. Yeah. Yep. Is there a liaison in the Quincy Police Department?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. I would assume. It's the largest community in Norfolk County.
Yeah. So.
Do you find that victims are sometimes hesitant to pursue the legal avenue, Caddy? You know, it's a very emotional time, certainly, but it's a scary time for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the time, by the time they get to us, they have ended up embroiled in some sort of a legal situation, and that's how they're getting to us. But I want to acknowledge that for a lot of survivors, fear of or concern about involving legal systems is a huge barrier to exiting relationships. It's, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of fear about how it will affect the family, how it will affect the person using abuse, the abusive partner, how it will affect the survivor. And there's a lot of, you know, confusion about how to navigate those systems. Mm-hmm. And that's all completely valid. And, you know, when we're talking with a survivor, we sometimes do talk with survivors who are trying to decide whether to enter a legal system.
Right.
And when we're doing that, it's always centering what the survivor believes is best. You know, for, you know, in the legal advocacy program and across Dove, we start from a place of one of our foundational values is a belief that survivors know what's best for them and their families. We center their priorities and their goals, and so it's just helping them to answer questions and understand what is the best step for them to take.
Okay, and those, I mean, those goals and those beliefs may change, right, as they go through the process.
Of course, yeah. And I think information can sometimes change those goals as well, right? Depending on what you learn when you talk with an attorney, it will probably influence your decision making. And, you know, the thing about survivors, why we call them survivors, is because they're really good at surviving. They're good at protecting themselves and their children. And so we respect that expertise that they bring into the conversation.
Yes.
And it's all built around how do you know how to best protect your family.
And Jerry, you know, that's a good time to mention that in a week, on Friday the 18th, here at the Quincy Library, the Thomas Graham Quincy Library, and for your viewers to know and people in their lives to be aware, that between 10 and 12 o'clock, 10 in the morning and 12 noon, we will have one of our staff attorneys, Michaela Coughlin, available for free advice and guidance around any domestic violence issues that may touch upon the law or in general questions that somebody may have. There's no appointment necessary. People can walk right in. Of course, it's a walk from the T station, easy walk to get to. Everything is obviously kept confidential.
Sure.
And it's a great time to get to learn if you're in a situation, to find out, and if you are, what kinds of remedies might there be?
So, well, information is power,
so,
right?
Next Friday the 18th.
Okay, but to like you mentioned, to know gives you a pathway to go forward, you know, and not feel stuck. So, Caddy, do you think that the domestic violence laws in Massachusetts are adequate for victims?
It's a big question.
Yeah, I know.
And the answer is yes and no, and as with all legal questions, it depends.
Yeah.
I think that this is a really good moment to mention that there has been a recent change in the law. There was a new statute that was passed, it was signed by the governor over the summer, became law on September 18th, that changes the definition of abuse as that term is used in the restraining order statute.
Okay.
So it actually makes restraining orders available where the survivor has experienced what we call coercive control, which can map onto a whole host of behaviors. So it can be, you know, verbal abuse, psychological abuse, technological abuse, spiritual abuse, threats to pets, threats to family members, throwing things or raising a hand or, you know, blocking a doorway, isolation, like all these, you know, myriad of behaviors that we know people who use abuse in relationships are using, can now potentially be used to support a restraining order if you can show that underlying those behaviors or the result of those behaviors was a loss of personal autonomy or a loss of personal safety. Whereas before, you really had to show physical harm, sexual harm, or an imminent fear of physical harm. Okay. Now there's this recognition in the law of coercive control and the fact that domestic violence is not always about hitting, mm-hmm. it's about control mm. and power over the survivor.
Okay, yeah, that's with regards to the advances in technology, right, and social media, using perhaps explicit photos to extort your victim or control
and
your victim.
Yeah. That's actually another part of the law, is it makes Massachusetts the 49th state to criminalize the use of sexual assault images or mm-hmm. image-based sexual assault, which is commonly referred to as revenge porn.
Right.
So that is now illegal under this statute as
sure.
well.
And another big part of control I know is finances, right? Mm-hmm. Is money.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. I don't think I mentioned that. Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
So that can be a debilitating factor in a relationship for sure.
Yep. Yeah. I think I recently read a statistic that 98% of survivors experience some form of financial abuse.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You mentioned you have a team. Tom mentioned a team of lawyers. You have a whole staff?
We do,
you do?
Yep. There are three lawyers in the program and then an advocate who supports our work.
Oh.
And we oftentimes have interns cycling through, law student interns. And so our family law attorneys offer services on a limited assistance basis.
Okay.
So, you know, they don't take on a case to become your attorney for your entire divorce. Instead, we're here as a support, as a resource center. We can help you draft documents, we answer questions, help strategize, help develop legal strategy, prepare to present in court, how mm-hmm. to be effective in front of the judge. And so we offer services on that in that way, and you can come back to us as many times as you need to as your case goes along.
Okay.
So that's just an important thing for people to know about the way we offer services.
Okay, so, but a victim would still need their own separate attorney.
Some survivors do choose to hire their own attorney.
Yeah.
Some don't have that as an option financially.
Yeah.
And so we oftentimes stand in the stead of having an attorney. So the client is representing themselves in court,
mm-hmm.
but we're there behind them for them to come back to at each step of the case.
It's great. It's a great service. Yeah. And it doesn't happen free. Right, Tom? This is where Harvesting Hope comes into
indeed,
play.
Indeed. It is our largest fundraiser of the year. We'll have several hundreds of folks at the Marriott Boston in Quincy on the 25th. We will talk about all of our services.
Yes.
We will be honoring Deborah Robin, who is the outgoing longtime executive director of Jane Doe Inc., which is a consortium of about 60 domestic violence nonprofits and agencies in Massachusetts. She's been a leader for decades in this area in Massachusetts and on national level as well on some national councils. So we'll be honoring her, and she'll be addressing us, and particularly she'll talk to what we're going to talk to that night around a specific service, which is our work with children and survivors and their children.
Yes. Okay.
That's what we're going to focus on, and I know Caddy can talk to that as well.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so our community-based advocacy program offers one-on-one counseling to survivors, but also there's one of our advocates is a specialist in working with children. Mm. So she offers one-on-one counseling to kids who've been exposed to domestic violence between ages 3 and 18. She can work with kids between ages 3 and 18. She also provides supportive advocacy services to parents as well, especially when they're navigating systems, DCF, schools, things like that, that can be, you know, implicated when domestic violence is at issue. And she also offers, I think in the winter they're offering a support group for parents. They're also for the first time going to be doing a support group for kiddos. So
okay.
it's some really cool stuff that they do, and she's fantastic, real advocate.
That's amazing, and that's a key part for victims, I know, in relationships. They take their children, of course, into account first, and it may force them to stay in an abusive relationship for quote unquote the good of the children, right?
Yeah.
So what a relief for that family member to have that service provided.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what will be happening that night, Tom?
We'll be having a couple auctions, silent auctions.
Do tell.
Local vendors from gift baskets
okay.
and gift certificates to some specific chef curated dinners for small private groups. We also have some trips, both to island vacations and in the United States, to auction off. And we turn to the folks who attend, and we ask them in that moment to make an individual pledge.
Mm-hmm.
And they do so in the group setting with the help of a skilled auctioneer. And that's really where most of the funds for the event get raised.
Sure. Who's your auctioneer this year?
Erin Ward. She's out of New York, but she's done the Boston circuit for many, many years in the nonprofit community.
Yeah.
So she'll be up here helping us with that.
Okay. And I know typically these, you have a kind of a victim impact statement or a victim that speaks.
Yes. We will be having a woman named Jackie, who will talk about her experiences as a survivor and particularly the impact on her kids who went through and took advantage of the services in the children's area.
Okay.
They are now teens, well teens, so they've been in the program for a while, and we've been able to see the wonderful arc of progression that they've been able to make in how they view their relationship to the issue. So we're excited that she's willing to share her story with us.
It's such a brave thing to do. I have a lot of respect every year for the folks who get up and speak about that, because that's not easy, you know, I'm sure, to take the veil down and be public about that.
There's a lot of emotion about it.
I'm sure.
You know, it has not been uncommon that at these events, sometimes somebody would come up to one of our staff members and sheepishly say, with some great hesitation, "I think I may be in a domestic violence situation." And they didn't know it before. And for that one, there may be others don't come up and speak, but are moved to re-examine and see opportunities for confidential engagement.
So powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is, to be able to see from a, you know, a third party point of view, and then picture yourself in that situation and say, oh, a light bulb kind of goes off and says, oh, that's what's going on. That's why I feel the way I do, Yeah.
It's also, you know, particularly important this month because in the United States, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
I see.
And on our website at dovema.org, we have a whole host of programs and different kinds of media and opportunity for folks to engage, to learn more about the issue, all during the month of October.
Okay.
There's events nearly every day and ways to participate directly with Dove, indirectly, in their community, as we work to make it the community's aware that this is an issue that unfortunately needs our attention.
Absolutely, are tickets required in advance?
Tickets are needed in advance.
Okay.
They're $175,
And
they can be purchased online directly.
Okay. And I'm assuming they're still available?
There are some, absolutely.
Okay. Can you get them that evening as well, Tom? Do you
know? No.
No, okay.
No,
so
the planning and the hotel situation, the gala. But I would urge your viewers, if they reach out to us, to mention that they learned about it on Quincy TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Very good. Any a goal for the fundraiser itself?
Yeah, our goal is $200,000 this year.
Okay, okay. And is that, does that earmark to anything in particular at Dove, or is that for your general
operating? General operating.
Sure.
Yeah.
But again, it's those funds that are essential to allow us to provide the services that we provide for survivors. They're free. Nobody has to be able to pay to get, you know, advice from an attorney or counseling for their child. And it's because of these events. And it's really fun, you know?
It is fun.
It's a great opportunity. I mean, it's this group of, it's this community of people that really believe in the work, that want to support this cause, that know that, you know, there are so many, we all know a survivor or have experienced, you know, domestic violence in one way or another in our own lives. And it's a passionate group of people that comes together for an evening of just, like, you know, bringing attention to that issue and being together in community. And it's awesome.
And, you know, it is important, although this is a serious issue, at the same time, it is really a joyous evening of folks getting together to celebrate our successes, both the individual and as a community at large. So it runs the gamut in terms of certainly emotion, but it is very much sort of celebrating the successes and looking to what we hope to do in the future.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Well, it's harvesting.
Indeed.
Hope,
it's that time of year.
Really, the title says it all. Yeah. It's giving hope to folks who've come through the process. In particular, Caddy, with the Children's Advocacy Program, breaking the cycle of domestic violence, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, that can just be, it's what survivors are doing when they come to Dove.
That's
They're
right.
breaking that cycle. They're, you know, taking the steps that they need for themselves, for their kids. And, you know, oftentimes their community too is involved, their family is involved. So, it's a such a powerful and important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else either one of you'd like to add?
Come learn, hear about us, call us, email us through the website. We will talk with you, we will engage with you, we will listen to what you have to say as well.
Sure, and you know, even if you can't attend this particular event, donations I know are accepted.
Donations are our biggest source of donations are from individuals outside of the event.
Is that right?
That's where most of our money comes from during the course of a year. So individual contributions at any level, whatever level is comfortable, either on a one-time basis or on a monthly basis, and all of that is available through the website, or they can email us through there as well.
Okay.
And that's most welcome.
And again, here at the library on October 18th.
Correct.
10 a.m. to noontime.
Yep. And we do that program every month, the third Friday of the month, 10 to 12. We have a lawyer here who's able to connect with people in person where, I mean, they can always call us over the phone.
Sure.
If they need legal help, they don't have to wait. But it's an opportunity to connect with us in person and to access services that way.
Oh, I wasn't aware it was every month.
Yep. Right.
Very good.
Every
All
month.
Right. Thank you both. It's been a pleasure
Thank
to
you,
speak
Joe.
With you.
Thank
You're
you.
Very welcome. Hope we helped get the word out for you just a little bit
Indeed.
Here.
Indeed.
Yes.
Thanks
we
very much.
You're
here.
Welcome. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.